Mitt Romney will give his acceptance speech tonight as the presidential candidate at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. Meanwhile, at lunchtime in New York today, advocates with United New York were joined by low-wage workers outside Bain Capital on Madison Avenue to bring awareness to Romney's legacy of penalizing workers when he worked for Bain. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Camille Rivera, executive director of United New York, an organization that pushes for fair wages.
So we had an action today with low-wage workers, workers who were employed or are employed by companies owned by Bain Capital, Burlington Coal Factory, Dunkin' Donuts, low-wage workers from different sectors in the city who have been fighting for their rights to organize. We had a Bain puppet, basically calling him the Bain job destroyer. Bain's history of how they treat companies, buying and selling them, firing workers and then rehiring them with a lower rate without any benefits is a representation of what a Romney economy would potentially look like, especially since Romney was one of the main partners at Bain Consulting and actually was a designer of the type of model that Bain Capital now actually uses in terms of buying and owning companies. And so we had workers from different areas, including this Bain puppet, that talked about, you know, their fears. And tonight we're not having an action, but we are having a watch party. We're inviting everyone, clergy, community residents, low-wage workers, who are going to be speaking about their experiences. They all went to Tampa to the RNC to protest and to bring awareness to what a potential Romney economy would look like. And so they'll be there at a watch party at Judson Church tonight at 8 o'clock.
And are you planning any more actions as we continue through towards the elections?
Yeah, I mean, we have been working around the issues around low-wage workers for months now. We recently had an action for July 24th, an action on July 24th, and that specifically was focused on the issues of low-wage workers and the right to organize, and we highlighted Burlington Coal Factory and other companies that are owned by Bain to bring an example of how companies all across the country are now treating workers, and particularly retail workers and low-wage workers.
Right, and in the case of you said that workers at Dunkin' Donuts are trying to unionize, are they being persecuted by managers, or what's
no,
going
on? No, they're not. We're not trying to unionize or organize. We're trying to set an example and bring awareness to these workers and to these companies who make billions of dollars in profits all across the country, yet pay their workers menial wages without sick days or benefits or health care for them and their families. It's not about organizing workers. It's really about allowing them to have rights, to have equal pay. I don't think they're asking for, much. They're asking for decent wages for them and their families as they work hard like everyone else.
Of these speeches that have come out of the RNC so far, what's your take on what you've heard?
I think there's a real disconnect on what's happening on the ground with working people. I think there's this false vision that the Republicans are actually doing right now and giving to the country around who's at fault, what's the responsibility, and who needs to actually pay. The truth of the matter is that we want an economy that's fair for all. They're not portraying that. They are continuing to protect 1% big companies and rich donors who don't want to pay their fair share of taxes. Romney himself, we still haven't seen his taxes. We still haven't seen that he's only paid 13%. We don't really know what he's paid. He refuses. Everyone else has to show their cards. Everyone else has to pay their fair share. Everyone else deserves to work just as hard, work for equal pay, and have a right to raise their family just like everyone else for the American dream.
Are you a supporter of Obama, or you think his policies are right?
United New York and the organizations that we're working with, it's not whether or not it's Obama or Romney. It really is about who is promoting the best economy for this country. And right now, the rhetoric that's coming out of the Republican Party is really very much around restricting the rights of workers, having them get better wages and benefits, not promoting that everyone pay their fair share. It's really about a business economy. It really is about capital, how much capital you gain, and that's going to get us out of this recession. When in fact, when you pay workers more, when you give workers more, they become more productive, they buy in their economies, they make this economy better, they buy homes, they get loans, and we're in the wrong of method about how we want to treat this economy. Austerity isn't working. Cuts to Medicare are not going to make it. like, we need to be able to promote an economy that is fair for everyone.
But on Obama's policies, he's had 4 years in power now. Have workers fared better?
It's not about whether or not workers have fared better. I don't think workers have fared better at all. I think the economy has really been detrimental, and the policies around the Obama administration are a mixed bag. We all know that, right? Some of them are great, some of them are good. The point of our organization is to raise awareness around these issues, and hopefully Obama will push these proposals around minimum wage and proposals around fair taxation, which he's actually have done. From what I've seen, he wants to raise taxes for the rich. This is not about whether or not we're about Obama versus Romney. This is about us promoting and pushing for an economy that is fair for everyone.
And so just the details on the Johnson Church watch party tonight, where is that and what time does it start?
That's at Judson Church. It's 243 Thompson, I believe, Washington Square Park. You can, it's right in front of the park. So the Judson Church will have food activities for kids, the main puppet so people can see. People will be riding on this big banner talking about, you know, what their dream is for a fair economy for them and their families. We'll have speakers, and then we'll watch and comment on the actual speech and see what people actually think about it.
Camille Rivera is executive director with United New York. She spoke to WBAI's Rebecca Miles.